On our morning show today, we are spotlighting more of the ambassadors for this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Walk, which is coming up August 14th. And we have another ambassador in the studio with us today, Lila Babe Kraska. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great to have you in the studio. We're going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself. The first thing, I'm curious about the nickname or your name, Babe.
I've had Babe since I was probably a baby. It's been forever. Teachers call me, doctors call me, everybody calls me Babe. So I answer to anything, though.
I was going to say, if some people say Lila, they may not know who we're talking about, right?
Probably not.
Sure. So did you grow up in the area then?
Lone Rock, 67 years, Lone Rock.
Born and raised.
Yep.
Good deal. And were you aware of Grace all these years?
Yeah, I started the Mighty Ducks team in 2001 in honor of my mom who passed away from breast cancer. Then it was the Relay for Life, and I've been with Mighty Ducks ever since.
I believe
I sponsor the team. Yep.
We've read some of your loved ones' names quite often, I think, on the Luminaries, haven't we?
Sure. Yep, sure have.
Tell us about when your cancer journey started then. How long ago was that?
Well, it was May 13th, 2024. I went to have my mammogram, and the girl said, if we need anything, we'll call you. She took two pictures of the left breast because she thought she saw something. So I, okay, see you next year, just like I always do. And the next morning, about 9 o'clock, UW was calling me to set me up an appointment because they did see something that she spotted. And the doctor down there said that he might have even missed it because it was the size of like two pieces of rice, if even that big. So he gave her a big whoop-de-doo because she did so good. And I thank her so much. And then I had to have a mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram and ultrasound on the 31st of May. And June 7th, I had another mammogram and a biopsy. And they set up to have me go in on June 21st to talk to them about it. My husband, my daughter-in-law, Teresa Goplin, went with me. Because more than your ears are better. If you have two or more, go take them because you won't remember what they said.
Because you're kind of in a fog then, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, June 11th is when Grace was having you had to get your T-shirt order in. And that morning I went in and looked on my chart, and it said that I did have cancer. So I put my name of a bunch of my family members and friends and stuff on the back of my shirt. This time I had to put my name on it, which wasn't good.
No. And it runs in your family, unfortunately.
My mother had breast cancer. My father had colon cancer. I had a genetic testing done, and I had a mutant gene. It was check 2. So my son, DJ Adams, went down and had the test done, too, to make sure that, because of the kids, but it stopped with me. So he didn't have the mutant gene. It ended right with me. I don't know if my sisters, what theirs did, because they didn't had it too, but I don't remember if they were diagnosed with it or not.
Were you thinking all the time that maybe someday it's going to be me because it has ran in my family before?
Well, yeah, you always think that, but then you're always hoping no. But then it gets you.
Then it got you.
Yeah. It's 2 years.
Oh, 2 years ago.
2 years in June 11th it was when I found out, yes.
Okay. So it has been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with stage 1 invasive ductal carcinoma. I hate those big words. But
you said it well.
That's what I have. And like I said, it was so small that I'm so grateful it was so small. Other people aren't that lucky. And
okay. So then that was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. What was your form of treatment then?
After I had a biopsy, I had a lumpectomy, and then I had 15 radiation treatments, and now I go every 6 months for a mammogram and an MRI. And I have an infusion because I take letrozole. It's to help battle so you don't get the cancer. And that takes away your calcium and stuff. So I go down and have an infusion every 6 months. And I think I only have 3 more of those to go, luckily. I don't like those either.
When you got the call about being an ambassador, did you really jump at the chance or did you have to think about it a little bit?
I said yes right away. Well, I told June I'd have to let her know, but I was right away going to do it. My daughter-in-law, Teresa Goplin, put in my name last year for it, but they had so many that I was one of the newer ones, so they just waited. And I'm very honored to do that because I want people to know that just because you have it don't mean you give up hope.
Right. You're a good case in point for that, aren't you? Think about all the things that you've been seeing and doing here over the course of the last couple of years and beyond. What are some of your interests?
Oh, I bowl and fish, and I'm with the Lone Rock Auxiliary. We put on the Vets Roll, which is amazing. I'm with the Splash Pad, where we got the Splash Pad going, and we're still raising money for that. I am the president of the Button Cemetery, and anything I can usually get into, I do.
A lot of irons in the fire, so
right,
to speak.
Right, love baseball, softball with Jossie, my granddaughter. Trey, when he was in school, was baseball. They keep me busy, so...
So you go to a few games.
Oh,
then.
I go to every game.
But I'm guessing it makes you more grateful, doesn't it?
It does. I wouldn't miss their game. Well, I'm missing one tonight. But I'm going to the Mallards tonight.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I appreciate my family. They've been there for me.
Yeah, it's a good support network, isn't it?
It is. Sure. It is. You have to have that. And I don't know, you just... never know when it's going to hit you. And one thing I want people to know is do not go on Google. It's the worst thing you can do. Because when I went on it, it said, you have 5 to 7 years. That's not going to happen. I'm going to be here forever.
I think that's a good point for anything that you have that you think is an ailment.
Yep.
It does kind of tend to scare you sometimes,
it does.
Doesn't it?
It's terrible. Listen to your doctors. They know what they're doing. Google doesn't.
Sure. So the prognosis, it sounds like, is good for
it
you.
It is.
Then.
I probably only have to take that pill 3 more years, thank God. And it's... like I said, nothing has showed up anywhere else. When they did the lumpectomy, there was nothing in my lymph nodes. It was just those 2 little spots that girl saw. So, and I want to re-thank her if she knows who she is because I can't remember names. And all the ones down at the university, they were all my angels on earth. Couldn't have got through it without them.
Right. Had you just said, well, you know, or gone with what the doctor said and just went home, things might have been a little different.
Right. If she wouldn't have spotted that, I would probably have waited till the next year. And who knows how far it would have got by then. It might have been too late, mm-hmm. You know. And it doesn't discriminate against anybody. It'll go against children, adults. Your race doesn't matter. Your sex doesn't matter. Nothing matters to it. It's a terrible disease, and I pray to God every day for saving me and hope that he helps out with a cure.
I think the greatest thing, and I've told the other ambassadors this, is that you guys hopefully can be an inspiration for somebody else, you know, because early detection is very key, isn't it?
Yes. Go get your mammograms. Get the colonoscopy. It's not going to hurt you. Believe me. Been through them both. Nothing going to hurt you.
Well, they're both a little bit of an inconvenience, but it beats having to go through.
Right. If they find something, you can get it taken care of so it can save your life.
So how is your team doing this year?
We're doing good. We have Marge Benson on our team, and she has sold 150 tickets.
I'm not surprised.
She is excellent on our team.
She's the saleswoman of the year, I think.
She is. She is awesome.
And she's a former ambassador.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She lives just a block away from me. And
so you've got quite a support group network there, and like you say, you've always had the team. But yep. It means even more now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I've always, when my mom got cancer, my friend Lynn Mulholland Albaugh, she said, you want to honor your mom? Do you want to do a team for the Relay for Life? I says, well, what's that? She says, it's for cancer. It's a research thing, so they raise money and stuff. I said, yeah, we'll do that. We'll name him the Mighty. Her nickname was Duck, so we named ourselves the Mighty Duck. And my dad was Snake. So he's got a picture of a snake on my shirt, too, so it's a duck and a snake. I've got so many names on there now, though, I've got to start readjusting the picture somehow, do a different thing. Every year, it just gets more. My sister's husband just passed away in April, the end of April, from cancer. And I found out when we was going to Washington for a family reunion that I have a cousin out there. She's 58, I believe. She has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. When we got back about 3-4 weeks ago, maybe, my sister comes down and said that her niece-in-law is around the same age as our cousin, and she found out she has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So it's just running rampant. I mean, praying that they get a cure for it.
No doubt. They have made strides. You know, there are some things that make it a little bit more tolerable, maybe live, you know, your longevity is better and things like that. But
well, and having our local hospital, that's another place I'd like to thank. Because if we didn't have that, we'd have to go how far to get our treatments or just to be diagnosed with it. So thanks to them, too.
You speak about Grace from personal experience, but also from all of the people that you know around that have been helped by it. It does motivate you even more to go out and see what you can and raise money for the organization, doesn't it?
We have a lot of fun with our team when we're at the Grace Walk.
Do you? What are some things that you do from time to time?
Well, we don't really go out and raise money. We do our selling of our tickets and all that stuff, but we have more fun when we come up there. We buy a lot of the ice cream that we're snackers.
Sure.
So we buy a lot of stuff. And the silent auction is my favorite thing in the world. I love doing the silent auction.
They've got a lot of stuff again this year, too.
Oh, good.
So. But lots of things to snack on and whatnot.
Just sitting around and talking and visiting with other people, seeing people that you haven't seen for a while. It gets to you when you see the line of the survivor line that goes through when they first start walking. It just makes you want to cry.
What's it going to feel like this year? Because you're going to be leading, you and the other three ambassadors, leading that first lap.
I might cry.
And you'd be all right doing that. So, but you're right. It's very poignant because there's so many people that you see that maybe didn't even know they had cancer, and here they are out among the crowd.
I had a friend that I worked with years ago. She told me, she goes, babe, I just don't understand. You come in here telling me all the time, all these people you know with cancer. She goes, you know what? I don't know anybody. I said, what? You don't know anybody that's had cancer? No. Well, it was a month or two later, she come in and she was crying. I said, what's the matter? She goes, I know somebody. Her son-in-law had a brain tumor the size of a baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, I don't know if it was a year or two later, she ended up with lung cancer. They had to take a lung. She didn't survive.
How quickly life can change, right?
It's like you didn't know anybody, but then your son-in-law, and then you. So nobody is not, can't, you can, anybody can get it.
Right.
You know, and it's sad.
Yeah, you might think that you're immune because you have no family history, but that can change quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, your team has been very supportive buying luminaries over the years because I've read, or been among the readers all these years for the luminary ceremony, and a lot of the people you've mentioned here today, I've read their names.
We've got a lot more this year, unfortunately. I mean, it's good for the Grace, but it's not good for the families.
Yeah.
And like we always say, the bad news is cancer, the good news is Grace.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron Fruit coined that term quite
some
time
ago.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just everybody come to Grace, the Walk with Grace, if you can, and get your mammograms and your colonoscopies.
And come up and shake your hand and give you a hug or whatever at Grace, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a hugger.
Well, bump fists or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for stepping forward and being a leader and being an ambassador this year.
Thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Babe Kraska joining us, one of this year's Grace Ambassadors on WRCO's Morning Show.